thank you for joining us this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, broadcasting across the entire state of Arizona. I'm in Flagstaff right now for the Arizona Community Tree Council's annual climbing event, and I have three of the climbers who will be competing here today. And I've got a list of questions. I was going over notes last night, and I was trying to put in my mind what's it like getting ready for one of these events. Let's bring in a few of the competitors. So let's start with left to right.
Dan, yeah.
And you are with?
I'm Dan Stevens from Mesa, Gilbert, Arizona area. Work for our own Living Tree Service.
Dan Stevens of Living Tree Service?
Andy Young in Mesa, and I'm with Tree Amigos.
Yeah, I'm Jesse Huffman. I own Arbor Vision Tree Service, and we're based out of Central Phoenix.
All right, now these are going to be just real quick questions, real short answers, and I'll start with Dan, and then when we get to the next question, I'll go to Andy. Then when we get to the next question, I'll start with Jesse. Now, you all answer the same one, but so you're not answering the first question every time. What qualifications do you have to meet to compete?
Qualifications? Well, you do need you need experience. So you're not going to be able to come out here and get up in the tree without having some experience. So you got to have the proper equipment and at least some climbing experience using that equipment.
All right. Now, Andy, what's the most intense part of your training?
Probably really just the day-to-day work, because our day-to-day work kind of prepares us for competition, believe it or not, because the competition's geared around everyday work. So really just the day-to-day grind.
Jesse, how long have you been doing this?
I hate to date myself this way, but I've been doing it 21 years.
21 years. All right. Now, those were the easy questions to lay the foundation. Now, all these questions everyone's going to answer. Dan, what part of the tree best represents you as a person, the root, trunk, limb, bark, or leaf?
I would say root.
Andy?
You know, the branch, because I'm always branching out.
Jesse?
I'm going to go with roots, too.
All right, as a young man, Andy, who is your tree climbing hero?
Probably Mark Chisholm, the old international tree climbing champion.
They're both right here, Dan and Andy.
Dan, nice.
I'd say Gary Abergina, California.
Okay, and he is?
He's a competitor, has his own tree company there.
Jesse, where were you when you realized you were destined to be a tree climbing champion?
Oh, gosh, I don't know that I've ever been a tree climbing champion. I knew the very first tree climbing competition I went to that I loved it.
Dan?
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Where were you when you realized you were destined to be a tree climbing champion?
Where was I? Wow. I guess starting working for a company, and first time I competed, fell in love with it. So,
Andy,
probably in the top of a tree, looking out and just realizing this is what I love.
All right, starting with Dan now, how many sponsor patches can you fit on your uniform without being covered up by gear?
sponsor patches.
You're on your third jacket now, right, Dan?
Yeah.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to cut someone's rope to win today, Andy?
Not likely. Nancy Kerrigan, yeah, out of the question. Sure.
Anyone else?
It might happen with me.
If you win today, how will you celebrate, Jesse?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Going to Disneyland. Dan?
I'm going to go sleep.
I'm going to hang out with the family and then Jambo.
All right, now real quick, what advice do you have for aspiring tree climbing tree climbers?
Aspiring tree climbers, love what you do, love the equipment. You've got to really be fascinated with the equipment, with the trees, and just be in love with it. And just have fun.
Andy?
Just hard work, really. You got to get out and stay outside of your comfort zone if you want to improve. So.
Yeah, what those guys said, and also nutrition and fitness. I think somebody mentioned earlier that we're also known as industrial athletes, so you got to be really fit to do this job.
All right, now this is probably the most honest question. And Andy, we're going to start with you. In committing your time to be here this weekend, what projects are you procrastinating around your house?
Oh, wow. Yeah, which one should I pick? Probably just the lawn.
The lawn?
The lawn, yeah.
Jesse?
Oh, gosh, I forgot to feed the fish before I left.
I recently moved, so I'm still living out of boxes right now.
The unpacking stage.
So, yeah, I've got a lot of unpacking to do.
All right, well, in all seriousness, tell me about today's event. There's how many different events are you judged on?
We have 5 preliminary events that we are judged on. That's how we find our top climbers to advance to a Masters Challenge. The Masters Challenge determines the overall champion.
Jesse, which of the 5 events, which is your favorite?
My favorite is aerial rescue because that gets us ready in case of a real-world scenario where we might have to do that.
And to describe that to someone who's never seen it, there's a 120-pound dummy over there that's stuck in a tree and you got to cut the rope and get him to the ground?
No, I mean, that would be something you could do, but normally we'll go up and set a system above the dummy. The worst thing you could do is become a second victim in that scenario. So, yeah, it's all done, coordinated, and very safe.
And how, Andy, what's your favorite event?
You know, probably the work climb, because it's probably just the most fun. You start from the top of the tree, and you just basically run through the whole tree, and it's just a lot of fun.
Out on the limb, like you said.
That's right, branching out, you know.
All right, well, gentlemen, good luck today. Thank you for being here and your time. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning, broadcasting live. Today in Flagstaff, Rosie's at our flagship station in Phoenix on KTAR. And the line is open at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Later this segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about the championship next segment. But also, at the end of the hour, we're going to have Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery joining us. And Scottsdale today is the giant pumpkin competition going on. They've got them all at Harper's Nursery, and they're going to weigh in. And they're expecting that they may get pumpkins to beat the current state record of 469 pounds. I think they've got a couple that are going to break the 420-pound mark. We'll find out.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.